I'm joined in studio by Sama Alabiari, who is the host of Caravan here on CKUT 90.3 FM, broadcasting every Wednesday from 2 till 3 p.m. program, examining the political, cultural life of Arabs and Muslims in Montreal and around the world. Good afternoon, Sama.
Good afternoon, Stéphane.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
At CKUT. Today, I wanted to talk to you a bit about the community radio, the history of community radio, and community radio as a space for broadcasting alternative voices or marginalized views, views not heard generally on the mainstream or state-run media.
Looking back at the 14 years that I've been doing this special program that gives a perspective, an Arab Muslim perspective on current events, I can tell you when I first started, this was a big question. What should I be talking about? What would be of interest to the community? Should we really have a radio that's concerned with the community and specifically the Arab Muslim community? And in what way are we different? So those were the first, I would say, couple of years where I was trying to find what is specific to the community. And then suddenly after 9/11, I got my answer. I realized that we have to put forward what the community thinks, feels, as opposed to what is circulated in the mass media, because there was this huge gap between the reality of the community and how we were portrayed. And this goes, of course, this is true for everything that concerns, in general, Arab and Muslims, whether it's politics, whether it's culture or religion. I found the answer. I found that what is said in the mainstream media is not our reality, is not our voice, and that we were so fortunate to have a radio program that really caters to the community. And this was reflected from the first program and the first funding drive after 9/11, I got so much support and so many people were calling. And I remember someone called and donated $1,000. And this was a first for any program, any spoken word program for a station like us, a community station. And this was to express the kind of encouragement and the support that community members felt for such a program.
Could you talk a bit about what you see as some of the main points of difference between the reality, as you described it, of the Arab and Muslim community and the way that the community is portrayed in the mainstream media?
Well, essentially, of course, there's the misconception about Muslims and Islam, and that is a religion that calls for violence and everything that goes around it. So that was one point where we try to present in our programs portraits of Muslims, their contribution to the society, what our philosophy is, that we don't identify with the terrorist acts of 9/11. Although what has been missing in the mainstream media is what is the cause behind 9/11. And again, even 10 years later, today, when we commemorate 9/11, no one goes deep into the causes. What motivated those nine Arabs, Muslims, to commit this act? I would call it an act of desperation. And well, it's a tragic event, of course, but it was a tragic event not only for the U.S., but for the whole world, if we just look at the consequences and what happened afterwards. And the root cause, we believe, and it's not only I who is saying this, but if you want to read Robert Fisk, who is a respected journalist, he says, go back and see what was the motivation behind it. The motivation behind it was the injustice done in the Middle East, and at the heart of this injustice was the Palestinian cause. And this very few media talk about.
The issues you're describing in relation to the Arab and Muslim community and the important role that community radio has played in Montreal, but of course in many other cities, in broadcasting these alternative views on recent history, but also dating back even further, speaks to, I think, the role of community radio as a grassroots political voice. The idea that community radio has links to communities and expresses the politics that people are facing.
Not only that, Stefan, but I think that recently we have realized how much power ordinary people have. And this was displayed in the Arab revolutions, that people realized that they have the power. The question was whether they would be able to exercise this power. And we found out that, yes, they had the power. Yes, they had the courage. Yes, if they felt strongly enough for something, then they are going to achieve their goals. And radio would be just the means of transmitting those voices. And those voices are rising. Now we are realizing, and even politicians are realizing, that the people have the power. They're going to exercise this power. They're going to reach the rights, whether politicians agree or not. Mm-hmm. And this is a developing movement. This is a heartening movement. As an activist, I really am very happy. I live to see that point of history in activism, and we just have a responsibility as programmers to convey those voices.
Well, you're originally from Egypt, from Cairo. Can you talk about the significance of the revolution in Egypt and maybe just offer a few thoughts on the important role that media played in the Egyptian revolution?
When I went back this spring, actually in March, right after the revolution that deposed Hosni Mubarak, I met several activists, and I was really pleased when they told me that they had a community radio. Now, the media was controlled entirely by the government, and it was not possible that overnight they would have a full-fledged radio station broadcasting throughout the whole of Egypt. But I found that several groups, in addition to the internet, had a radio internet. So, this shows how important the voice is. Of course, they're right, the Facebook was a big event, but even more so, the radio is very important, and it is far-reaching in all places. Even if you don't have TV or advanced technology, you still have radio, and I see a great future for community radio, for community media, as a tool of outreach.
Well, actually, Egypt has a very specific and interesting history in relation to radio, dating back a generation to the 60s.
Absolutely. I grew up with radio when it was a very important tool during the Nasser era and the Pan-Arab movement, where many of the Arab countries listened to what was called at that time the voice of the Arab, Sot El Arab, and it was a national national institution and a very powerful cultural trait that Egypt had really best broadcasting. Now it's different. There are several, we have TV and there are several satellite channels and they are competing, but radio was really the main conveyor of political ideology at that time. And it was in the hands of the government. So people listened to it. Of course, we knew that not everything that was said on radio was true, but there was also apart from the political, there was a social component. It was very interesting and important to see in parallel how new programs were introduced geared to farmers, geared to workers, in parallel to the political programs that were put up by the government.
Well, it seems today a lot of the interesting media work happening on the radio level and beyond is actually happening at an independent level, quite separate from the government.
absolutely quite separate from the government, and I expect this to develop even further, because then it becomes not only an information tool, but an organizational tool. Mm-hmm. Like parties now are putting out their agenda, are recruiting through radio and through whether it's internet, radio, or other types of communication, but it's definitely community-based.
Given your reflections and experience with radio in Egypt and everything we were just discussing, how does that give meaning or relevance for you in your reflections on the importance of community radio here in Canada?
I always liked radio, and since in my generation, the television was introduced in 1962 in Egypt, and we had mostly foreign programs, but the actual Egyptian cultural programs came through radio. So I have an attachment to radio, and I remember I got a present. My first radio was a Sony transistor, and this was in the 60s, and it was a big invention because I was able to carry it around. Before that, mm-hmm. radios were not portable. So that kept me company, like my little red radio. I see it up till now, and I always loved it because the level of the programs that were presented at that time were of high quality. And I always believed that you have a responsibility to convey high quality, meaningful program. It's not only entertainment, but it is information. It is, as we said, the voice of the people, a true voice. Mm-hmm. So definitely, in spite of having TV and all other means of communication, radio has its place.
But you remain on the front lines of community radio today, many years later. And one issue you cover a lot, as you spoke to at the beginning of this interview, is human rights. Talk in detail on your program Caravan here on CKUT about the experiences, the realities of the Arab and Muslim community here in Canada and human rights issues that they face. So can you talk about the relationship for you between human rights struggles and campaigns for human rights and community radio?
One element that is very important if you want to promote human rights is to make the abuses known. Mm-hmm. So, for instance, in the case of prisoners, if you don't talk about them, if you don't bring the attention to their cases, they're forgotten. And the way you can reach them, the way you can make a difference for human rights in general is to act, to inform. And after information, we call for action. Just this week, there was a lot of talk about Saudi women obtaining the right to vote, but now there are petitions for women also to be able to drive. Now, in the mainstream media, how is discovered? They said that the king has decreed that women now have the right to vote. But in our program, we went one step further. We talked about the petition for the women to be mobile and to have the right to drive. Mm-hmm. We gave websites where those listeners who are interested can go and can sign the petition. So we always take it one step further in the sense that we encourage activism, we encourage actions that will support human rights.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed in Caravan and the programming that you do, there's really a relationship beyond one specific country. You're talking now about Saudi Arabia, but your calls for human rights and the coverage you do extends across the Arab world and the Middle East.
Absolutely, Stefan. We have recurring teams. Palestine is one of them. I mean, we have always covered Palestine because at the heart of Arabs and Muslims. This is a question, this is a situation, this is an injustice. This has been lasting now for more than 60 years. Mm-hmm. And it's about time that we reach a solution for the Palestinian people. I wouldn't say a solution, but that we reach some kind of redress and compensation for all those who have lost their lands, for all those who have been depossessed of their havings in Palestine.
Well, the last point I wanted to discuss was specifically about Palestine. The National Campus Community Radio Association, which CKUT is a member of, recently passed a resolution to support the campaign for boycott, divestment, and sanctions, BDS, against the government, the State of Israel. That's a global effort in movement now, and it's basically a push to have the Israeli government to respect international law. I'm wondering if, in relation to the Palestinians' situation, I'm wondering if you could talk a bit about your perspectives on Palestine and the importance of radio in addressing Palestinian human rights abuses, and the importance of community radio, because I know here on CKUT it's an issue that we have talked about for many years and broadcasted about. But this is an interesting example of what you were just describing, of community radios actually themselves deciding to put ideas into action through this resolution to boycott the Israeli government.
In short, Stefan, I would say we should have the moral courage to stand for what is right. We have this immense responsibility because we are doing this out of conviction. We are not financed by any other party, so why don't we then stand up and say, this is what we believe in, and this is what we should uphold. And this is a non-violent way to try to get back some of the rights of the Palestinian people. We're not hurting anyone physically. We're just asking for international law to be respected and applied. Now, I know I've seen many emails saying, all right, we certainly sympathize with the Palestinian people. We support the sanctions against, Israeli community radio or companies or whatever form the divestment and sanctions take. But we don't want to wet our feet, so to speak. We don't want to get any negative vibes. I would say this is not acceptable. What are we doing? I mean, if it's just to entertain, there's so many other stations who have better means to entertain. If we want to be honest, if we want to be true to ourselves, if we want to present something, this is what people want to hear. This is the information that draws people to a station like CKUT. I remember once I was calling someone on a differently related issue, and I was introducing myself, and he said, yes, I know you, I listened to your program, and I was very much surprised. This was a professional person in the high-tech industry. Why would he listen to my program? And then I realized that he wanted to get some alternative view. What actually do Arab and Muslim thinks about current issues? And if he had wanted to listen to a more entertaining or a more sophisticated program, he would turn to other mainstream media. But if we don't fulfill this need, then we have no existence. In other words, we have no merit, we have no value. We might as well disappear.
And for you, the BDS resolution speaks to that.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It's just a question of human rights. We are calling to the plight of the Palestinian people. We are calling the attention of those who love justice. And eventually, there's not going to be any peace without justice.
Mm-hmm. We've been speaking with Sama Elabiari, who is the host of Caravan, a weekly radio show broadcasting on CKUT, looking at the realities facing the Arab and Muslim community in Montreal, Quebec, Canada, but also around the world. Thank you so much for joining us, Sama.
Thank you, Stefan.